Welcome to Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, listener supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. What do you think of our new theme song? It's Schubert's Litany. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, I'll answer questions about art song using American songs as examples. By the way, tonight's quiz is, what American poet is set more often than any other? Go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins to give your answer. Okay, so let's get to art song. First, just forget the word art. You can just as well call them classical songs, concert songs, or solo songs. They are just poetry set to music for classical voice and piano. We'll start with the living American composer Ned Roram. His song called Early in the Morning is his most famous. We'll hear Art Song Contest winner Jordan Shanahan read the poetry, with Bibi Freitas playing the piano part. After that, Jordan sings the whole Roram song with Bibi's accompaniment.
Early in the morning of a lovely summer day, as they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait, under greenery-like scenery, rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray and a smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. Under greenery-like scenery, rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay, very early in the morning of a lovely summer day.
As they lowered the bright awning at the outdoor cafe, I was breakfasting on croissant and café au lait, under greenery-like scenery, rue François Premier. They were hosing the hot pavement with a dash of flashing spray and a smell of summer showers when the dust is drenched away. Under greenery-like scenery, rue François Premier. I was 20 and a lover, and in paradise to stay, very early in the morning of a lovely summer day. That
was Ned Roram's Early in the Morning, performed by Jordan Shanahan with Bibi Freitas, back in 2000. Jordan is now singing at the Met in Chicago. I mentioned that he was a winner of the Art Song Contest, and you can find out more about the contest on hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Roram, the composer of Early in the Morning, is considered America's preeminent song composer, but he writes operas and instrumental music such as End of Summer for clarinet, violin, and piano. That was Roram's Fantasy for Clarinet, Violin, and Piano, performed by the group called Fibonacci Sequence. Now let's hear Roram's Early in the Morning again, this time with Susan Graham. Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau, performing Early in the Morning by Ned Roram. I'm often asked if Leonard Bernstein wrote art songs, and the answer is a definite yes. From his Songfest, we'll hear the Walt Whitman poem, To What You Said, first with piano accompaniment and then with full orchestra.
grasping my hand. This is my answer. Though you have strayed hither for my sake, you can never belong to me, nor I to you. Behold the customary loves and friendships, the cold gods. I am that rough and simple person. I am he who kisses his comrade lightly on the lips at parting.
Just now, the orchestra version of Bernstein's To What You Said. John Cheek was the bass, and the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Before that, you heard Thomas Hampson with Wolfram Riga, piano. Let me remind you of this week's quiz. What American poet is set more often than any other? Go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinganothersins to leave the answer. Aaron Copland is one of the most famous American composers, and though he didn't write a lot of songs, what we have is beautiful. You'll hear two performances of Heart, We Will Forget Him from Copland's Emily Dickinson song.
Thank you.
Two wonderful performances of Copland's Heart, We Will Forget Him, from his Emily Dickinson songs. First, it was Jan de Gaetani with Leo Smith in a live performance. At the end of the set, we heard Don Upshaw in Copland's own orchestration of the same song. Hu Wolf conducted the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. The instrumental interlude was a portion of Copland's sextet with the New York Chamber Ensemble. Usually Art Song is for piano, but as you hear, they can also appear in orchestra guise. Other basics that you've probably already noticed, the poem comes first and then the music for voice and piano. And yes, these singers often also sing opera, but Art Song isn't opera. No sets, costumes, or long story. An art song usually lasts 3 minutes or less. The next American composer we'll hear is Samuel Barber, who wrote many songs as well as operas and instrumental music. From Barber's Hermit songs, we'll hear two versions of The Monk and His Cat. The interlude will be from his second essay for orchestra.
Rejoice when your claws entrap a mouse. I rejoice when my mind fathoms a problem.
Just now we heard Leontine Price with the composer Samuel Barber at the piano in The Monk and His Cat. Gerald Finley sang the same song with Julius Drake. I'm often asked if any vocal category can sing an art song, and usually it's true. A man or a woman can respond to lyric poetry and put themselves in the place of the poet or the poet's creation. The interlude between the songs was a section of Barber's second essay for orchestra with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra conducted by Yoel Levy. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins. I'm also asked if art songs are being written today, and that's a definite yes. For instance, William Bolcom is a living and active composer of songs in every genre of music. We'll hear Nevermore Will the Wind.
Oh.
That was a set of music by the living American composer William Bolcom. We began with Marilyn Horne and Martin Katz performing Bolcom's Nevermore Will the Wind. Then you heard a portion of Bolcom's cello sonata with Richard Slavich cello and Alice Rybak piano. Finally, we return to Nevermore Will the Wind, sung by Carol Farley, with the composer William Bolcom at the piano. The next living American composer I'll sample is John Corigliano, whose name is familiar from his movie scores to The Red Violin, Altered States, and Revolution. Like the other composers sampled so far this evening, he has written in all genres. We'll hear a portion of his Poem in October to the words of Dylan Thomas. As usual, we'll hear the song twice, and the interlude this time will be his elegy.
And the knock of sail.
My hearing from harbor and neighborhood, and the mussel pulled, and the heron crested shore, the morning began with and call of seagull and rock, and the knock of sailing boats on the net-webbed wall. Myself to set foot that second in the still sleeping town, and set forth.
Did you enjoy the Cogliano set? First and last, we heard a portion of his 17-minute-long song called Poem in October. The first tenor was John Tessier, with members of the Nashville Symphony Orchestra conducted by Leonard Slatkin. The instrumental intermezzo was Corigliano's Elegy, performed by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, conducted again by Slatkin. Finally, we heard Robert White and an ensemble conducted from the harpsichord by Maurice Paris. Many modern art songs use various chamber orchestra or chamber music ensembles instead of just a piano, but the piano is still the expected member of the art song along with the singer. I say it's built of four equals: poetry, music, singer, and piano. Now for the quiz answer. Oh, yeah, the question was, what American poet is used more often in art song than any other? To those of you who answered Emily Dickinson, congratulations. We'll close this edition of Singing and Other Sins with two performances of Laurie Leitman's If I, to the words of Emily Dickinson.
I shall not live in vain.
Just now, Virginia Dupuis in Lateman's If I. Shields Collins Bray was the pianist. The first singer was Jennifer Check with Warren Jones in the same song. But what about the best-known American art song of all? Barber's Sure on This Shining Night. That was Nathan Gunn with Kevin Murphy in Barber's Sure on This Shining Night. I'm Gary Hickling, sending best wishes for the new year and aloha.